106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. The Banff Craft Beer Festival this weekend, Friday and Saturday, up at the Cave and Basin. The first one ever. And I think it's going to be cool. It's I'm thinking it's going to be somewhat similar to the Rocky Mountain Wine and Food Festival, where you go, you get sample tokens, you can try out different samples of beverages. There'll be some food from local restaurants there for you to sample as well. It's going to be partially outdoors because it's at the Cave and Basin, so they're going to kind of have a little mix of in and out. And an interesting facility, I think, to hold an event like this. I don't recall like a beer festival type event ever going on up at the Cave and Basin.
This is part of efforts through Parks Canada to make the Cave and Basin more interesting. Basically, if you've been to the Cave and Basin, you know what it's about. It's not the most interesting place.
It's a little smelly.
But you know, it's the birthplace of our national parks.
Totally. It's got some great history.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a really nice facility too. And yeah. And for other events, like I saw that big opera they did, Uncle John, last year. And that was a cool place to hold an opera. And they did some really interesting things with that facility.
It's not just about what is your mainstay. We have the pool with the snails. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was discovered. We have national parks. Yay. It needs efforts to be put into finding ways to experience it differently.
I read about some opposition to the Banff Craft Beer Festival. I believe it was the Bow Valley Naturalists who weren't crazy about the idea of having it there. And I think they made reference to the fact that, you know, it's a First Nations heritage site. I didn't really see the correlation.
To me, it seemed more like, how can we disagree with this? Let's find a reason. You know, Banff National Park has gone down the road of special events, draw visitation, whereas according to the National Parks Act, their number one priority should be ecological integrity. But I think, you know, it's a bit of a stretch to object to holding events at the Cave and Basin, because, I mean, this is an actual facility. Let's make it a venue. Let's do fun things there so that, you know, we can go and use it. The only time I'm going to go to the Cave and Basin this year is going to be for the Craft Beer Festival.
Exactly.
Because, you know what? I've been there, done that, swam in the pool.
Like the endangered snail pool?
No. When I was a kid, I swam in the pavilion pool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. I would never.
Well, it didn't used to be illegal. I thought maybe back in the day or something.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to disrespect the snails.
So special events, they drive tourism and the economy, and that's what, you know, Banff Lake Louise tourism is all about. And, you know, there are some special events that have had complaints in the past because they close down roads, they make things crazy right in the heart of downtown Banff. This event does none of those things. There's ample parking up at the Cave and Basin. It's away from the main town site. It's in the middle of the shoulder season. It's something new and different for the Bow Valley. Craft Beer Festival, how fun is that? I know just from the amount of people who have won prizes, every single one of them emailed back like, oh, this is awesome, thank you. There's a lot of excitement about this event. I think the first ever Banff Craft Beer Festival is going to go off like gangbusters this Friday and Saturday.
If it brings more people to the Cave and Basin who've never actually realized the importance of it as a natural historic site, what it means to our national parks, then that's a bonus.
If you've never smelled the Cave and Basin, come to the... No, that's not a bad
slogan. Craft beer is part of our local economy. We have two great businesses in the valley who are making this industry great in Alberta.
And Park Distillery is going to be there too. So that's more local spirits and more local craft stuff there. AlbertaBeerFestivals.com is the website if you want to get your tickets for this event Friday, Saturday at the Cave
and
Basin.
And you'll be there, Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to be emceeing on Friday, going to be doing a little live on location broadcast on Saturday. Looking forward to hanging out and maybe... Oh, I can't sample anything. I'm working.
Oh man. No.